This is Community Matters on 92 Gold. If it matters to you, it's on Community Matters.
Good morning, I'm Aaron Mee, and you're listening to the Community Matters program on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country. Today, joining me here on the Community Matters program is Jody Bavavino from Hospice of... the Shoreman Center and Hospice of Warren County. And really, what I would like to take a moment, first of all, to start off our conversation with is I'd like to just briefly ask you, what is the Shoreman Center?
Oh, the Shoreman Center is a place for healing grief and loss. It is a place where a person who's grieving the loss of a loved one may receive counseling, may check out books from our little library, or may sign up for a variety of other services we offer to help people through a very difficult time after one of their loved ones dies.
Wow, that is a really, really amazing thing to have here in this community. And one thing that I wanted to talk about with that, and this is a really exciting thing that's coming up, I understand that you guys are getting ready to open a memory garden. Now, what is a memory garden?
Well, our memory garden is basically the backyard of our hospice office building, which is at 1 Main Avenue in Warren. And it is a peaceful place with lots of blooming flowers and shrubs and nice green grass. There are chairs to sit and a table to use. It's just a nice place to sit and contemplate and be quiet for a few minutes out of someone's day. We do counseling there. It's just a beautiful place to be out in nature, right in the middle of town.
See, now that is really something that is pretty amazing to see. Now, what I'm kind of curious about is this memory garden that's going to be open available to the public?
Yes, it certainly is. You don't have to make a reservation to be there. If you happen to be walking by and you need some place to sit and just be peaceful for a little while, we would welcome you into our garden. We may not even know you're there.
That is really cool.
So stop by and see. And you might notice us because we have two blue spruce trees very close to the sidewalk near the river.
Oh, wow.
And those spruce trees have colorful ribbons tied onto them with messages from our living community members to their loved ones who have died.
Wow, that is really cool. And, you know, when we talk about this, that is something that I'm really excited about because as we are getting ready for the opening, the grand opening of this memory garden, I'm excited because the opening celebration is going to take place a couple days after the date of airing for this program here. It's going to be coming up on June 5th, 2024.
Yes.
So there is time for people to set time in their schedule right now and make sure that if they would like to attend, they are available for this. So with that being said, this opening celebration is a really great opportunity to learn about the Memory Garden. And when we learn about the Memory Garden, first of all, what I wanted to talk about, and you mentioned the messages that people can write to their loved ones, this is an opportunity there where you will be able to do that, right?
Right. At the ceremony, which incidentally starts at 5 p.m., it's right in our backyard. And in case of bad weather, we will have a small white tent that people can gather underneath. So we do this rain or shine, 5 p.m. During the ceremony, every attendee, if they wish, may write, we call it a ribbon of remembrance. And the ribbons are all in our hospice colors, yellow, purple, green, and pink. And you can write a message on the ribbon and tie it yourself onto the tree. And it really looks beautiful when it's all filled with ribbons and the wind is blowing and you can see these messages just sort of fluttering in the wind.
That is really cool. And I love it because it's a great opportunity for you to take some time out of your day and, first of all, take some time to enjoy that memory garden that's there, but also to take some time and think about your loved ones and the influence that they had and write a little message out. And I think that that is just a really amazing combination there. So I understand with this event that's going to be coming up, you guys are going to have a 5-candle ritual that's going to be starting off the event, right? So would you mind going through and telling me about these different candles?
Sure. We have a nice table set up, and our grief counselors each read about one of the 5 candles, which is lit when they read their little piece about them. And the candles represent different things about grief. The first candle represents grief. And we talk about the pain of losing a loved one. The second candle stands for courage. People going through grief must be courageous and deal with their sorrow and their pain. You know, that's a hard job. And people going through grief must be courageous. The third candle is about remembering wonderful things, maybe sad things about the people that have died. Times of laughter, times of sorrow, maybe even times we were angry with each other. But it's just to recall different life experiences. The fourth candle is about love. Of course, we couldn't grieve if we didn't love somebody. And so that's candle number 4. And the last candle is for hope. It is hope that we may remember the person that has died. And as long as we remember them, they will stay alive in our minds and forever.
Absolutely.
So those are the candles.
You make a really amazing point when you mention those and the meaning behind all of them. And really, I think that it just goes to show how powerful this can actually be when you put it all together and you think about it like that. Because as you were going through those different candles, in my head, personally, I was having different memories of different people come to light. And I think that that is really the goal of this whole thing. And it's a really amazing thing that you guys can put together with it. So that precedes another ritual that you guys are going to be doing as well. So can you go through and give me a little bit of the details of what this ritual is and how it become?
Yep. We also do what we call a burning ritual. And this is a part of the letting go process. What we do is, I spoke of the ribbons that we can write and tie on the tree. Well, we leave the ribbons on the tree for a whole year. Then we have another memory garden ceremony. We take last year's ribbons off the tree to make room for the new ones. And we put these ribbons in a ceramic urn and we light them on fire. And we send the smoke off into the atmosphere in hopes that the messages on the ribbons reach their destinations, wherever that may be. And so, you know, we never lose anything. We just send it out and hope for the best. So that's the second ritual. So we have the candle ritual and the burning ritual.
That is a really amazing experience. And really, it sounds like something that truly would be just a really humbling experience to be a part of. So now, with that being said, this is all going to be taking place at the same time, starting at 5 p.m. And that's on June 5th.
Yes.
Okay. And so this is all taking place in the backyard of the Shoreman Center.
It is. Right? Yes, it is. And you won't be able to miss it because of the little white tent that will be set up in the backyard and our spruce trees, some of which already do have new ribbons on. So you won't be able to miss us.
That is going to be so much I don't want to say fun because it's, I think it will be fun, but I think that it's going to be such a great opportunity and an atmosphere of healing that I think a lot of people are going to really appreciate in this community. And I think that that's really amazing that you're bringing that to us and allowing that to happen. So while we're on the topic of healing in the community, one thing that I also did want to talk about briefly is the Shoreman Center itself and some of the different programs that are available. So would you mind going through and just telling us a couple of the different programs that are available?
Not at all. I don't mind at all. We our best advertising is word of mouth. So please, if you're listening and you hear something that sounds like it might be good for you or someone you know, spread the word. We have five grief counselors who are available basically at the convenience of the people who need them. Our counselors don't have regular office hours. They make appointments with clients at mutual convenience.
Wow.
What that means is if people need to come after work or maybe on the weekends, we can accommodate that.
That's amazing.
So it's a very nice service. Another wonderful thing that we do is offer a grief yoga class every Wednesday night at the First Lutheran Church in town. It's an hour and a half class taught by a certified grief yoga teacher as well as one of our counselors. Wow. It's a wonderful, welcoming group. And it offers an alternative to the, you know, normal talk therapy. It's physical movement, nothing difficult, very easy movement, meditation, relaxation. It's a wonderful experience.
It honestly sounds really fascinating to hear about. It sounds like something that I would honestly like to experience myself. It sounds like something that would be really worth a try for a lot of people. And really, the thing that I want to kind of talk about with that is if you are someone that is, like myself, physically out of shape, doing some of these things aren't particularly difficult, right? Like these mm-hmm. are movements that are supposed to help people that are kind of in the beginning stages of yoga, right?
Yes. And actually, it's not your standard yoga class. It is specifically meant for people who are grieving. The movements and what the teacher says are all geared to letting grief out of your body. So it's not like your typical studio yoga class, which is really maybe more for physical fitness. This is not only for physical fitness, but for emotional and spiritual fitness as well.
Wow, that is a really amazing program to hear about. Now, that is every Wednesday?
It is every single Wednesday. And I just need to know if you're interested. Give me a call at 723-8060 and let me know you need a registration form. I'll be happy to get it out and let our teachers know to expect you.
That is really an amazing opportunity that you guys have here. And that is just a little bit of some of the really amazing programs that are available through the Shoreman Center and through Hospice of Warren County as
yes.
well. I mean, we are very lucky here in this community for everything that Hospice of Warren County does. I mean, there are a ton of ways that they go above and beyond to really try to help people out in the community, and we're really lucky.
Well, thanks for saying so. And I do want to add, all of our Shoreman Center grief services are free of charge. No insurance is necessary. No payment up front is necessary. If you need help, we provide it, period.
Wow. See, we are really lucky to have free programs like that. And what I wanted to ask then is if people are looking to find an online presence for either the Shoreman Center or Hospice of Warren County, what's the best way to find you online?
Well, we can be found at our website, hospiceofwarrencounty.org. We can also be found on Facebook. Just search Hospice of Warren County, Pennsylvania, and we'll pop right up.
Awesome. Jody, thank you for taking the time today to highlight this with me. One more time, briefly, the Shoreman Center is going to be opening their Memory Garden, and they're having an opening celebration June 5th. It's starting at 5 p.m., and it's at their Shoreman Center location that is at 1 Main Avenue in Warren.
Yes, and please, if you'd like to come, do give me a call because we will be serving refreshments, and we want to make sure we have enough for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. We appreciate that. Thank you, Jody.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters. If you have any questions, inquiries, or suggestions, feel free to reach out at warrenradio.com and click contact.